Radioactive Rant podcast contains explicit language. Listener discretion advised.
Here we go.
Zero filter, zero couth. Mark Reynolds and Tom Swain.
Oh boy.
This
is Radioactive Rant.
I was listening to an older episode of this podcast. I don't know why.
I was going to say, why?
But I was.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't that old.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, it was cringeworthy to me. And I remember listening to that particular episode a while back and thinking it was pretty solid. So does it depend on your mood?
I think so.
Sounds great one time, sounds like crap another time. I don't know. Disturbing.
I think so, or I hope so. I don't know.
I guess it's the same with a movie or a song.
Right.
You like it at one point, later you hate it. It's just weird, okay?
This is right.
I don't know.
This is true.
But that, it just taught me not to listen back to any of these episodes. Let them go.
Let them be free.
Let them be free.
Yeah. What is this, 93?
Episode 93.
Oh, crap.
Baby, 100. Now, we've talked about all the gross TV commercials that have been popping up recently, right?
Oh, man. Is there another one?
Like the one for the supplement to combat UTIs.
Yes.
Or the wicking system for mature bedwetters.
That's my favorite one.
My favorite one, the underwear for your time of the month. You know.
Oh, yeah.
All dinner table conversation type stuff, right?
All right.
So the first one we discussed was the odor cream called Lumi.
Right.
And it claims to make your vulva smell like a flower garden.
Ooh. Oh.
I have not seen the ad.
I was going to ask you about that.
I've not
there
done
are
any.
Several ads.
No
and they're
research.
All awful.
Well.
Listen to me. Now listen up. The spokeswoman that they use, some haggard looking lady. I mean, stringy, uncombed hair, no makeup. At least I hope she isn't wearing any makeup. If she is, yeesh. Yikes. Now.
Cleans up good.
In one of the commercials, and like I said, there's a million of them, right?
Yeah.
But this lady's face is directly in the camera. I mean, right up on it. And it's off-putting. Big time. You see her schlepping this crap with close-ups of her gross armpits, her doughy, spongy armpits, as she shows you where to use this glop. And that's what it looks like to me, just the tube of glop.
Does she show her underboobs? Because you're supposed
thankfully,
to put it there,
no.
Too.
She kind of points to them.
What else was it? Your underboobs and thigh creases.
Thigh
Does
creases.
She show her thigh creases?
And vulva.
Ooh.
Forget that. Listen to me and listen good.
It.
I don't need some scrag telling me I need to be odor free.
Listen good.
You know what I'm saying? Now, this coming from someone who looks like she stinks. She looks unkempt. Ugh. The world's a sewer. It really
Wait,
is.
She's the
She's the spokesperson. And I told Brenda, you know, that lady that's on the commercial, right? And she's like, maybe she's the inventor.
Right. I was thinking maybe like, that.
No? In that case, she needs to glop this stuff all over herself, especially her face.
Just put it in the bathtub and jump in.
Really. Bathe in it. Okay, moving on.
Please.
Very quickly.
Okay.
I'm going to throw something out here real quick, okay? All now, right. I've been dwelling on the fact that nobody's in sync anymore. You and I have talked about this.
Yeah.
But let me explain to everyone else real quick.
Okay.
Here. So we're not in sync like back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, some 90s perhaps, right?
Some.
Anyway, take television just for example, right? Back in the day, television shows were broadcast in real time. You had to watch them when they aired. And if you missed one, a new episode,
you were screwed until, you know,
maybe summer reruns.
Yeah. Summer reruns.
Because that would be it. You couldn't record it.
Nope.
You couldn't stream it whenever you wanted. You couldn't purchase a DVD of it.
Yeah.
If you missed it, you missed it. And yeah, VCRs came along, blah, blah, blah. But that wasn't really a common thing until, I'd say, the 80s.
Yeah.
Right?
And all I did was program it for Skinemax at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Of course.
So.
But now there's so much content.
That's it. That's all it is content.
So many shows, movies, music. Nobody is watching or listening to anything at the same time.
Right. It's weird. How do you have water cooler conversations anymore?
You can't. You either DVR'd it or streamed it or whatever now, right? Before, real time.
Right.
That's quite sad.
Now would binge the whole show like a Game of Thrones or something like that.
Exactly.
While everybody else is talking about it and trying to avoid spoilers. So, you can't have any conversations anymore like that.
Everybody is in their own little world.
Yeah.
Listening and watching things in different time, and most of it is bad.
We just talked about the horrible writing on most shows now.
I think that's one of the reasons we're falling apart.
As a society.
I really think that. No one is on the same page, to use a cliche.
No.
Okay, we were just talking about radio, right?
Oh, man.
It used to be when a song... Now, think about this! Driving me crazy. You really have to think about what I'm going to say here, because it's brilliant, like everything I say. When a song was playing on radio...
Yeah.
Okay. On a radio station, everyone was hearing that song at that time.
Right.
Not anymore.
No.
Radio now? Satellite.
Satellite radio, right? Or Pandora, or wherever you can consume your...
What about your device?
Yeah.
You plug it in. Apple CarPlay. Listen to your playlist, whatever you want to do, right? Satellite radio, like you said, you can rewind it.
Yep.
You can start it from wherever. No one else is hearing the same thing at that exact moment.
It's both a good thing and a bad thing. I mean, you can listen to literally anything that's been recorded since, you know, the 1920s to now.
Yeah.
So people are listening to all kinds of music, but you're not really part of a, I don't know if it's a community anymore, but a genre, a fan of genres. You have to be like multiple genre fan now.
Well, I don't think anyone listens to radio anymore anyway.
No.
At least not in the masses, right?
Is there any AOR anymore? Album-oriented
rock. Or as we used to say early on in radio, because I was a radio genius, by the way. But AOR stood for all over road.
Right.
Whatever. We'll play whatever it is. But why would you sit there, listen to radio, and maybe hear a song you like today crammed into a bunch of commercials?
Right.
Just pop in your device or hit satellite and boom, you're off to the races.
And find
it. You know, I find it weird, and it falls into my suggestion that we are, for the most part, a people of individuals.
Yeah.
We share nothing. Right?
Huh.
Is this making any sense?
This is making me depressed.
It should. I want you to be depressed. Want all of our listener to be depressed. See, folks are doing their own thing.
I saw what you did there.
And they're living in separate worlds that they've created for themselves. Yeah, so there's no connection.
We're all connected, but we're not.
Exactly. I think that makes sense.
Oh.
I used to love waiting for a show to come on network TV back when I was young, right?
Yeah.
There were four broadcast television networks in the 70s. CBS,
yeah.
NBC, ABC, and PBS. That's right. PBS.
And then Fox came around.
Well, you might have a UHF channel, but not all TVs were designed back then
if you could get
to get UHF.
Yeah.
So on your television machine, VHF was the top knob.
Yes.
And UHF was the bottom knob. I said knob twice. Thank you. But VHF used to have channels 2 through 13. That's right. 13.
Those were the major
networks.
Channels, yeah,
right.
Major network channels.
And they weren't all usable.
No.
Only 4 to 6 channels available. Your networks and a couple of local options.
And if your TV was like mine, you'd have to turn that one with vice grips.
Yeah, a lot of people had that. Or a screwdriver.
Gone.
You have a screwdriver for the volume.
And the aluminum.
The rabbit ears. The antennas.
Shit all over your rabbit ears.
Of course.
Just to get something.
See, back then, cable wasn't a thing yet.
No.
But now all you have is pandering, agenda-ridden cable news networks barking at you 24/7. Right?
Yeah.
That's what it is now.
And that's one of the reasons why we're all divided too.
Big time.
We're all watching our own little echo chambers.
But does all that making sense that we're not in sync? No one's hearing or watching or seeing the same things at the same time. And I think that divides everybody.
Yeah. It's a cacophony of all kinds of other noise.
Right.
And you got people listening to all separate things. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. Network television was pretty lean back in the day, but yeah. That was fine.
Yeah.
I loved waiting for my favorite shows, WKRP in Cincinnati.
Right.
Happy Days, Rockford Files, Starsky and Hutch, even all in the family.
Yeah, when I was a kid, we'd watch the same things, and then we would talk about the A-Team.
Exactly.
What B.A. Baracus did.
But you had to watch them when they originally aired. Right. That was it, except for the summer reruns, which weren't all the episodes.
Oh, that's right. And you would miss them then, too, if you weren't tuned in.
And you got over 20 episodes of your favorite shows every week starting in the fall, not 7 or 10 or 13.
Yeah, that's the other surprising thing. I thought, you know, like Happy Days or 8 is Enough was like, you know, ran for years. But really, they were only around for 5.
Not long.
6 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Happy Days went on for a long time.
Did it?
Yeah.
Was it like 10 years for that? But still, you had like
a lot
like
of episodes.
20, 25 episodes per season.
But now there's only 7, 10, 13, proving that we become idiots with short attention spans.
Yeah.
So we're not in sync any longer.
Hence
good
TikTok.
Or bad.
No. Where you can have maybe a minute episode.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
Video.
Stupid. Now, speaking of 70s TV, I found all the episodes of another favorite show when I was a teenager, Three's Company.
Oh, wow.
It's on Pluto TV. It's a streaming channel. Shocker. But they're all on this channel. I decided to watch a few, and I probably shouldn't have been surprised at how bad that show was. It really was. It wasn't back then.
Right.
But now, woof. Oh, my gosh. I thought the world of Three's Company for a couple of reasons. Oh. Suzanne Summers was on that show.
Chrissy. Remember?
Along with John Ritter and Joyce DeWitt. Yeah, yeah, her too.
Yeah, yeah.
And John Ritter, really. Very attractive. But Suzanne Summers. Now, I think I mentioned on the other podcast we used to have, but Suzanne Summers appeared naked in a low-rent men's magazine. It was called High Society. Now, I was 16, 17 years old at the time, and I had to have that issue, and I got it.
Absolutely.
I traded a guy an electronic game I had, very rare at the time, but I traded it for that beautiful magazine. Worth it.
Were the pages stuck together?
You know, there was a girl in my Spanish class in high school, Melanie Piccolo, and she was the spitting image of Suzanne Summers.
What?
Looked just like her.
Holy shit.
So I used that magazine quite a bit, if you know what I mean. And yeah, over time, that periodical, it became pretty stiff itself. If, again, you get my drift.
Great articles.
Yeah. I don't think High Society had any articles. I really don't. I'm pretty sure it didn't. I'd watch Three's Company. Mm-hmm. I would see Suzanne Summers, and that would remind me of Melanie Piccolo.
Oh, wow.
And I'd grab that magazine and head into the bathroom. And I told you, my parents redid that bathroom after I moved. Now, they had to.
Yeah, they had to burn it.
Yeah. I think I spent more time in the crapper than in my bedroom when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I was in a lot of onesomes when I was young. Get it? That bathroom was wall to wall loads. I did live up to my nickname, Sir Jizzalot.
That was your nickname?
One of them. It was off-putting,
yeah,
to say the least. All right, we're going to move on. We're going to do a quick recap of what we talked about in the last podcast.
Yes.
I want to get everyone caught up because we're going to read a few text messages from listeners. Most of the messages refer to the prior episode.
True.
So, on the last episode, we talked about yet another gross television commercial. We discussed how ridiculous social media influencers are and how the TV show Cops sucks now.
Disappointing.
And there was plenty more, so don't miss episodes. That should be the takeaway here.
Yeah.
You can go to radioactiverant.com to get in touch with us. Go to that contact page, and that's where you find out how to message us. And we're going to read messages now from the people who did that. Chuck, West Jordan, Utah. Chuck says, I'm also sick of the revolting television commercials. They are way too graphic. Nothing's left to the imagination anymore.
True. Yeah.
I am fed up, too, with watching an old lady who looks a lot like Nancy Pelosi peeing while she sleeps.
Yikes.
Probably is.
Might be.
Nancy Pelosi. Randall, West Branch, Michigan. You guys are stupid.
Whoa.
Social media influencers are so important in today's society. They help guide us through life.
What?
Yes, idiot. They're real shamans, those ones.
How wow. old is this person writing in?
17. Has to be.
At the most.
Nicole, Holly Hill, Florida. Right on target. The so-called influencers have no idea what they're talking about. They're embarrassing themselves most of the time.
Yeah.
If they didn't have the internet, they wouldn't have anything. Therefore, I wish there was no internet. Amen. I love Nicole.
Wow.
In Holly Hill, Florida. Kyle, Newark, New Jersey.
Hmm.
What are you talking about? Cops is a great show. I was pissed when it was taken off, and when it returned, I got Fox Nation so I could watch it again.
Hmm.
I have a news flash for Kyle. You don't need Fox Nation to watch Cops. You live in Newark, New Jersey. Look out your front window.
Step out.
You can watch Cops live all day and all night.
Yeah.
Nate, Grove City, Pennsylvania. I am a dedicated listener, and I've sent at least a dozen text messages to you guys and have never had one read on your podcast. Mm. It's a little depressing. Well, send better messages.
There you
but
go.
But we read one. There it is, Nate. Are you happy?
Technically.
Now stop texting us. And there's the messages.
Those were your messages. Those were your messages. We hope to hear from you next time.
So there you go. Yeah. You can do the same thing. Go to radioactiverand.com.
I'm still thinking about Suzanne Summers. Which makes me think of I Love
You know, I tell you, the honest to gosh truth, I would like to see that magazine again. It's probably going to be so tame, so lame.
It might be, yeah, compared to the film.
When I was 16, 17 years old, it was like the thing. And like I said, it reminded me of that girl that I went to high school with.
Yeah.
It's like I see her every day in class.
Even sit in Spanish class.
It was very hard.
He couldn't stand up after the class.
Okay, moving on. It's the Radioactive Rant Trivial Pursuit TV Trivia Cards Classic Television. I messed that up.
All of it.
Jax!
It's a long title.
I'm doing it again. Hey, motherfuckers! It's the Radioactive Rant Trivial Pursuit TV Trivia Cards Classic Television Questions Game.
Holy shit.
Whew. That really put me out of breath. Is that bad?
Tired just listening to it.
Well, I found these cards out in the garage, minus the actual game, just the TV trivia cards from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Here's your first one. Who was Alice's main squeeze on the Brady Bunch? Her boyfriend.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Was he the milk guy?
No, he was not the milk guy.
This is the 1950s.
Sam.
Sam.
The butcher. And he was not a mob guy.
Yeah.
Huh? The butcher. Extra credit. What was Alice's last name? If you get this one, you get $100.
What?
What was her last name?
Smith.
Whoops. Mother trucker! Nelson. I would have not known that.
Not going to guess that one.
Here's your second one. How many children did Stephen and Elise Keaton have on Family Ties?
I'm going to say three. No?
Four.
Four?
Alex.
Yeah.
Mallory.
Yeah.
Jennifer. And later came Andrew. Because what do you do in a sitcom? Bring in another kid.
Of course.
That always works at the end.
Ugh.
Not. Number three.
Yeah.
What is the San Francisco treat? Please.
Shit-covered sidewalks. No. It's Rice-A-Roni.
Very nice. Number four.
Okay.
On the Honeymooners. What was Ralph Cramden's occupation? Played by Jackie Gleason.
Right.
Yup. Oh.
Was he a bus driver?
Very good.
Holy crap. He pulled that out of my ass.
Bus driver for the fictional Gotham Bus Company.
Wow.
Based in New York City. There you go. The Trivial Pursuit TV Trivia Questions Game.
Tired?
I'm winded. Can't be good.
No.
Really, just from reading.
Reading words.
Okay, we're going to do the celebrity rant now, where we call out celebrities that aggravate us. It's, in essence, famous people that should not be famous. Who do you have?
Mine's Rupert Murdoch.
Okay. That's a good one.
This shriveled up nutsack just got rid of the only dissenting voice in mainstream news.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not the hugest Tucker fan, but I watch him every once in a while.
Sure.
It's probably because he would say things about big pharma.
Yeah.
And military industrial complex. Anti.
Mm-hmm.
And Rupert was like, I'm bleeding money because of this guy. Maybe. They seem like they have plenty of sponsors on Fox News, but, or it could have been because Rupert Murdoch's girlfriend was enamored by Tucker Carlson's show. She loved it so much. She said, we need more of him on other shows.
Yeah.
And Rupert, it's been reportedly said that he was not pleased and broke up with her immediately.
No. Okay.
I can't wrap my head around getting rid of the guy that was the top rated show of any cable news out there.
It just shows you that the mighty will fall.
Yeah.
And I'm so off of all of these motherfucking cable news people. So who cares? Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't bother me at all. Oh, I'm so sorry that this billion fucking air, however you want to say it.
That's a word.
This motherfucker, I'm off all of them.
Yeah.
But sorry.
I am too now.
Well, good. You should be.
Because I just liked watching Tucker because he would talk about things that I was like, oh, yeah, they're not talking about any of this on any other channel.
Hence why he's not there anymore.
Yeah.
I guess.
Did you know more Democrats watch Tucker Carlson than Rachel Maddow?
Well, there's reasons for that, but we won't get into that.
Yeah. So that's mine.
It's a good
Rupert
one, though.
Murdoch. And he's just always been a grump.
Yeah. I can't get behind. I mean, yeah, I don't like Rupert.
The billionaire.
But the whining Tucker thing and all these fucking guys on these cable channels that are multimillionaires. Boo-hoo. No.
Yeah. I have a whole problem with them making the money that they do. They're not fucking ditch digging. They're not breaking rocks. Why are they getting made? Why are they making millions of dollars?
I have no idea. I don't want to know. Yeah. We don't want to know. Trust me on that.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Mine is David Spade.
Oh, really?
Now, the word egotistical defines this asshole cleaner.
Whoa.
Condescending.
Asshole cleaner.
Rude. Grates on my nerves.
Those people need to get more money.
Why is he still around?
I didn't know he was around. Is he?
Yeah, he's around already. Mm-hmm. He has some fucking podcast. There's
his
shot.
Oh, God.
The rumor is he gets tons of women. Why is that?
David Spade?
Yes. That's, he's got that reputation.
The Chihuahua?
Must be gutter sluts. Because he's a scrawny, smirking, stupid, talentless moron.
Looks like a human weasel.
How do mediocre people, like David Spade, how do they achieve fame? He's ugly inside and out.
I don't know.
I think that proves that fame alone attracts people, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, see, David Spade, he reminds me of the beatniks who lurk behind the dumpsters at Piggly Wiggly's looking for a butt to plug. Just saying. Creepy, unfunny, self-absorbed, and still astonishingly has a following. Mm. Proving, again, a lot of stupid people in this world.
Yeah.
But women openly admit to having what must be disappointing sex with him.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the type of woman that would have sex with that slimy green piece of afterfuck and then go bragging to her friends.
Afterfuck.
Can you imagine? Hey, David Spade banged me.
Ew, gross.
I would not go bragging.
That's celebrity rant. On the show with the people that hate everything.
Of course he has a fucking podcast. Who doesn't?
Ew, gross.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Ugh.
Why do we have this one? I mean, really. Like, we'll do this. We'll record this.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll wrap up.
Yeah.
And you'll take off. And then I'm sitting here and I'm like, why do we just do that?
It's just.
And then it gets edited. And then I hear it. And I'm like, why did we do that?
It's an excuse to hang out.
Is that what it is?
That's all it is.
Okay,
now.
I'll take that. It's Listener Rant Now, where the that's loud. Yeah. Where the listeners send in the things that provoke them.
They're ranting.
They are. Go to radioactiverant.com, click on listener rant, see what other people hate.
Yeah.
And on the contact page, you can message us with what bugs you, and maybe we'll read it on the podcast. Here's a few things our listeners can't stand. Kane, McKinney, Texas. He doesn't like snacks that leave a residue on your hands, like Cheetos.
Yes.
Don't use your hands. Do what I do. Just tilt the bag over your mouth and dump them in.
Right.
Idiot. Leo, Akron, Ohio. A fucking idiot.
I was going to say, you missed your trailer park. Trailer park boys.
Yeah, okay. Leo, Akron, Ohio. When somebody who makes more money than you does not grasp basic grammar.
Yeah.
I don't have that issue.
Like most of the television hosts.
I don't know anybody that makes more money than me, so or associated with them. Rebecca, Long Beach. I just blasted Tucker Carl. Okay. Rebecca, Long Beach, California.
Ah, the LBC.
Rebecca doesn't like when dudes grab and dig in their crotch.
Sometimes you got to adjust.
They do have creams for that.
Yeah.
Called Lumi. No, that's a smell cream.
Yeah.
Oh, at least you won't have a smelly crotch.
Tell them to buy Sheath, the underwear that separates the cock and balls.
Nice. Yeah. Preston, Rockford, Illinois. People who act all holier than thou and come off being very judgmental. That would be me. My M.O. Sonny, Norman, that is me. I got to stop doing that. I really do. I do kind of. Sonny, Norman, Oklahoma. He doesn't like when people always make excuses for not helping out or doing something or showing up.
Now that's me. I don't want to do anything.
Again, that's you and me. Yeah. We need to stop doing this podcast. Coming off like a couple of fucking couple of fucking idiots. Anyway, that's listener rant. I'm glad this one fucking
that was fucking fast.
Not fast enough. Wow.
All right.
So we're at number, what is this? 93. You want to stop at 93? That's a nice round number.
We got to at least get to 100. We're almost there, man.
The other podcast we did.
Yeah.
Called Make My Damn Movie. It's still out there.
Top 10 in the world.
Top 10%.
What the fuck but anyway, with us?
We said, we'll get to 100 and stop.
Yeah.
And we went past 100 to like 125.
Yeah.
But you think we'll want to stop this one?
I don't know.
I hope so. Or start another one, maybe.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's just cancel this one and start another one.
Yeah. Smells like something. We just need to fill in the blank.
Smells like
Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
Because then the Tucker Carlson would be in our title.
Genius.
And it would be the thing that we would do. We're leaving.
Yeah.
Bye.
You just heard the Radioactive Rant podcast with Mark Reynolds and Tom Swain. Find out more at radioactiverant.com. I'm Doc Holliday for Radioactive Rant.